Somewhere in a New Hampshire field, a cow, fawn-colored, like a big deer, lifts her head from the tall grasses. A Jersey cow, she has no idea that the milk she makes from the grass and hay and grain she eats is high in butterfat, about 5%, which makes her milk ideal for ice cream. In barns and stalls, by hand or machine, sometimes under the coaxing sway of classical music, the milk is drawn. 6 to 10 gallons in a good week. Her milk is trucked away to be filtered and pasteurized, and then trucked off again to packagers and distributors, ice cream parlors, yogurt makers. That's the milk trail, from grassy field to corner store refrigerator.
So New Hampshire dairy farmers, their milk can be found in Cabot, in Hood, in Chobani, you name it. So it all gets pooled together.
That's Amy Hall of the Granite State Dairy Promotion.
We are New Hampshire's version of the Milk Mustache Campaign.
The promotional wing of local dairy. Started by the USDA in 1983 to give milk a fighting chance against the hard-selling soda brands that had steadily eroded milk's market share since the 1960s, the Granite State Dairy Promotion has just begun the fourth year of its most successful campaign so far, the New Hampshire Ice Cream Trail. Amy Hall unfolds the trail map.
New this year is a passport program. So it's eat like a cow and conquer the trail. So if you're able to hit all 43 ice cream shops, and this goes from Nashua all the way up to Pittsburgh, you will be entered into a drawing to win a basket of New Hampshire made items and goodies.
Jim and Barbara Quinn own Bishop's Homemade Ice Cream in Littleton. They pay the yearly fee of $125 to be one of the stops on the trail.
Best idea, I think. It's a tool to bring people into the shops.
Jim Quinn makes the ice cream in small batches. Mocha Oreo, maple walnut, raw deal. The milk and special ingredients swarm together in the cold chamber of the stainless steel churner.
Ice cream takes 15 minutes to make.
While the trail is meant to drive business to ice cream shops like Bishop's, Amy Hall says the deeper goal is to support our declining local dairy farms, which went from 699 farms in 1970 to just 124 today.
They survive and thrive because it's in their blood and it's what they do, and they're hard workers, and there's nothing else that they would rather do with their life.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.